Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. Have you ever heard of a song called April Showers?
Oh, I have. I feel like it's written for me, you know. Yeah. I'd like to claim the song or, you know, April Sun in Cuba.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I'll play that right after your segment. But look, we've got you on today to have a chat about the movies that are on at Event Cinemas at the moment. Now, I know one movie that's opening today, and that is Storm Boy. And 2019, it was a film in 1976, been redone, and the trailer looks amazing.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? I mean, you've seen the original, you've read the book, and now it's back, remade, and it kind of comes from an angle of, you know, Michael, he's grown up, he's a grandfather now, and he looks back on his time with Mr. Percival, and he tells his stories of all his adventures to his grandchildren, and it just looks like a really beautiful family movie.
It is beautiful, and yesterday I spoke with Eric Thompson, who's one of the stars. You remember Eric Thompson from Pack to the Rafters?
Of course, of course.
Well, he's in the movie, and he plays what he describes as a suit, because what they've done, they've also included in this Storm Boy a little bit about ecology. So you've got this guy coming in who may want to ruin the environment. Do you know what I mean? Have you seen the whole movie?
I haven't seen the whole movie as of yet, no. I've seen snippets, but haven't been privy to the whole one just yet. Got to wait like everyone else.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to happen. So that's happening. Now, kids will love this movie, but I got a feeling adults will also like this movie. I just can't wait to see it.
I think it'll be really good. And the actor Finn Little, who plays young Storm Boy, he's a Brisbane-born actor, I found out recently. Which I think is fabulous. Shout out to the Aussie actors, little Brisbane-born actor there. Yeah.
Yeah, well, in 1976, there was a bloke called Greg Rowe. He's an adult now, but he played the original Storm Boy. But this little fella looks like he's nailed his performance, I would suggest.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay, what else is opening today?
So we've also got another good one for the family, The Kid Who Would Be King.
Oh.
So, yeah. So this one has Patrick Stewart in it, and he plays Merlin. So it's kind of like the Sword in the Stone, kind of reimagined, I suppose. So it's like fantasy meets the real world. You've got Alex who kind of finds the sword, pulls it out, and it, you know, starts a chain reaction of events of them trying to save the world, essentially. They're being invaded. The wizard Merlin comes on in to help out, and he is played by Patrick Stewart, but also in the film, he goes undercover as a kid in the school, more of a teenager-looking kid than anything. So another actor plays him as well. Little funny, you know, jokes in there that I think the adults would really appreciate. It looks a little bit darker, so probably more suggested towards your older kids, like the 10-year-olds. But it looks like a magical family film that I think everyone would enjoy as well, kids and adults alike.
That sounds very good. And, of course, Patrick Stewart, we saw him in, was it the Star Trek movies?
Yes, he was Star Trek.
Yeah, he was Star Trek.
Who will ever forget him in X-Men, Professor X? He's amazing at what he does.
Anything else opening today?
We do. We have another two openings. So the next two are probably more appropriate for our adults out there. We've got Mary, Queen of Scots.
Ah.
It looks fabulous. Got our Aussie actor in there, Margot Robbie. And then Saoirse Ronan, David Tennant, Guy Pearce. So a big star-studded cast in there. And it follows the rivalry between Mary and Queen Elizabeth. Pretty much Mary comes back from being the Queen of France. She's widowed. She wants to take her rightful place as the Queen of Scotland. But as we all know, Scotland and England were all put into one under Elizabeth's reign. So it's pretty much about them creating a friendship, but being torn apart by their advisors, who were all men at the time, and creating an unnecessary war.
Now, Margot Robbie, you couldn't believe this, but she's been quoted as saying that she didn't think she was a good enough actress to do this, because I think played by Queen of Scots before? It might have been Kate Blanchett, maybe. I'm not quite sure.
I think it was. It was. Yes, I do recall those ones.
Yeah, and Margot Robbie says, oh, I don't think I'm a good enough actress to pull it off. But of course she is.
Of course she is. She's fantastic. I love her. She's great in whatever she does, and I think she just nails this role as well.
We're talking to April Mansfield from the Event Cinemas down in Smithfield. That's where Marion and I catch our movies. Anything else opening?
Yeah, we've got our last one for the week is Glass. Now, that's kind of a combination between, did you ever see the movie Unbreakable?
Oh, yes, loved it.
And yeah, and then Split that recently came out, both directed by M. Night Shyamalan, and it kind of combines the two movies. So the main character out of Split, who's played by James McAvoy, Kevin Crumb, he's the one who has what people call like the multiple personality disorder, and one of his personalities is this insane beast who has human-like, crazy-like strength. And then you've got, obviously, your Samuel L. Jackson, who was Mr. Glass, and Bruce Willis, who was done in it. It's all three of them combined in a movie. You know, Samuel L. Jackson doing his usual manipulating James McAvoy, Kevin Crumb, and manipulating him to break them out of a psychiatric ward and wreak havoc, really. And, of course, our hero, Bruce Willis, tries to stop everything they're doing. So, yeah, it's kind of a really quirky, cool combination of merging both those films into one. I'm really looking forward to this one.
You know what's amazing about Bruce Willis? He never seems to age. Maybe it's the bald head or something, but he looks the same as he was in the first Die Hard movie. Do you know what I mean?
Does. I need to know his secret.
Maybe he's just a happy human being. Can we talk about some of the movies that are still on there?
Yeah, absolutely, if you want.
Throw a couple at me.
Oh, you know, we've still got the massive blockbuster Aquaman. It's just hit over $1 billion at box office.
Right.
It's still going very, very strong. Jason Momoa, how can you not love him? I thought it was a really, really good hero movie. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
They've taken this character, which everyone used to laugh at. You know, Aquaman was not the most well-respected superhero.
That's right.
And they've just taken that character and just made him so amazing, and you would not screw with him. Like, he is just so heroic and, you know, he's on his own level in my mind.
Oh,
anyway.
Geez, he's built like a brick, you know what?
Oh, he... He so is, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Well, you would too, because the muscles, and those muscles, they're real.
They're real, I know. It's a really good one for the adults, I think.
Beautiful.
But then we've also got your How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, so that's the third one in the series. That's out. That's really great for the kids. I enjoy that type of film as well. Like, I really love the first and second one. I think Toothless the Dragon is super adorable, so he makes a lot of appearances in the third film. And pretty much, again, they're just trying to save the dragons. I don't understand why everyone keeps attacking them. They're beautiful, they're fabulous.
I know.
Leave them alone.
See, that's part of the plot I don't understand, because when you look at the dragon, that face, come on, nobody could hurt that dragon.
Exactly. Who would want to?
Exactly.
But, you know, we've got that, and then Ralph Breaks the Internet, you know, Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse. We've got it all happening here.
One other movie, has it gone yet? Mary Poppins.
It's still playing on over at Smithfield. I think it's so beautiful. She does such an amazing job with Mary Poppins. And I learned recently that the original Mary Poppins actress declined doing a cameo in there.
Yes. I noticed that there were, like, Dick Van Dyke, who was in the original. He's back. And some other people. Who's the other lady? A Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury.
Yes. She's
yes.
They wanted it to really be all about Emily Blunt's new Mary Poppins character, so she declined a cameo because of that.
That's Julie Andrews, of course.
Julie Andrews, yes. She declined the cameo because she really just wanted to focus on the new Mary Poppins, and I thought it was a very beautiful film. Not as catchy songs as the first one,
right?
But I really thought she did a great job.
Hang on, they've put new music into it, have they?
Yeah. So it's not a remake. It's more of like a continue on, like a sequel.
Right.
It's about the Banks kids have grown up and they have kids of their own. And it's about, and they're having financial troubles, and Mary Poppins comes in, and pretty much they think they're there to take care of the kids, but she's not. She's there to make sure that the family get back on their feet, keep their house because they're at risk of losing it, and teaching the kids how to have fun again because they lost their mother, and they're all about, you know, strict rules and doing housework and just getting everything done in an adult way when they're only young children. So she's about coming in there and bringing back the fun for them.
Yeah. And do they still keep songs in it like A Spoonful of Sugar and stuff like that?
No, none of those. All brand new. Songs are still fabulous. They're just, I suppose, not as catchy because you've always had that spoonful of sugar in your head for many, many, many years.
Ah, oh, they've changed it. Well, you know, there's a new generation seeing it, so they won't know about the other stuff.
Exactly.
All right, but look, I'll talk to you next week again and find out what's going on with the movies. It's lovely for you to join us here on Fab FM. April, we really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And as we leave, I'm going to play April's Son in Cuba from Dragon. That works in, doesn't it, April? Because we were talking about dragons and this is Dragon.
Absolutely. My own dragon song.
There you go. Thanks. See you next week.
Thank you. Bye.